Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, we are going to talk a little bit about Abram here from our passage from Genesis chapter 15. But I want to begin by painting a picture here. Painting a picture. Imagine a skyscraper. And imagine everyone working in the skyscraper having one boss, the CEO. The CEO has the very top room in the skyscraper. Nobody really knows him. A few people have seen him, but nobody really hears from him all that much. But the CEO does have a daughter. And she works with all the other people that work in that skyscraper. And she's not a very good person. She exploits the relationship that she has as the CEO's daughter upon all the other workers that are in the skyscraper. So imagine one day she shows up to the skyscraper, the business, the building, and she runs across the security guard. And she says, "I'm really hungry and I didn't have enough time this morning to get breakfast. Can you run down the block to get some donuts and coffee for me? I'm really hungry." And the security guard says to himself quietly as he walks down the street, "Boy, she's kind of bossy. If she's bossy, that probably means the CEO is kind of bossy too." And as she comes back to the building and skyscraper, she goes to the elevator and she runs across a secretary that she knows. And she has a pile of papers in her hands. Those papers need to get signed by a department urgently. And she says to the secretary, "That's not important right now. Go put those papers back, and I'd really like for you to dust and vacuum my office, please." And the secretary thinks about it and comes to the conclusion, "That's the CEO's daughter. I've got to do that. That's just what you do." And so as she's picking up the vacuum cleaner, she thinks to herself, "My goodness, If that's the kind of wisdom she has, I'm questioning the wisdom of the CEO. She demands, she calls the shots. Nobody sees the CEO, but everyone comes to a conclusion of who the CEO is based on the daughter. Now imagine that little parable in a backwards way here. Imagine things go a little differently, and they go like this. Rather than telling the security guard to go and get some donuts and coffee down the street, imagine the daughter doing this. "Hello, sir, I thought of you this morning. I brought you some coffee and donuts. I imagine you don't have a lot of time to get here at work and get prepared for your job." And imagine that rather than telling the secretary, directing her to go do something else, imagine her saying, "Hey, I'd like to carry some of those papers too. Where do they need to go? I can help you. We'll get them signed and we'll make sure they get all taken care of." And she engages and she gets to know the families of the workers. And she praises those who give hard work. And she asks about their families. She does all those good things and she welcomes new workers. She, by herself, pretty much changes the entire culture of the entire skyscraper. And she never mentions the connection that she has with her father. You see, in that second rendition of what I shared with you, nobody knows the CEO. Nobody has heard of the CEO, but they know the CEO's heart because the daughter has a beautiful heart, giving and loving. And all the workers in the skyscraper probably come to the conclusion that they're blessed to work where they are and that the CEO has a wonderful heart for people. All based on the interactions with the daughter. Now I share this little simple story, the simple parable, as an entree into our Old Testament lesson from Genesis chapter 15. Because I think it speaks to Abram. See, Abram's kind of like the daughter of the CEO. Abram has had a special connection with the CEO, so to speak, God, that nobody else has had. In verse 1, it talks about how Abram receives a vision. Nobody else had received a vision around this time period that Abram had been living. In this text, it's almost as if Abram's having a conversation. He's so close to God. There's intimacy and they're dialoguing back and forth. Nobody else has kind of that relationship with God. And so nobody else really knows who God is, so to speak, but they get their understanding of who God is by really taking in who Abram is and how he interacts with them and how he lives his life.